Gadol is a fascinating siman. Part of the reason why it's a fascinating siman is because a lot of pratim in it. I would have written the Seder of the siman differently. Which is, I would have written Sif Gimel and Sif Dal and Sif Hey first, and then Sif Beis and Sif Alam and Sif Beis. The point is, we want to know what's the luck of person takes the you have the blias of one type and you put it into be'an of the other type. What happens now? So basically the example you're giving is using a calf which has blias of one type going into be'an of the other type. What happens? In Sadi Aleph and Sadi Beis it dealt with be'an and be'an, and now it's dealing with more for the most part, and now it's dealing with blias and be'an. So that's, you know, that's the progression of the simon of the Shulchan Aruch in that sense. So I would tell you, okay, so give me the basic halacha. What are the halachas? Then I'll get through the pratim. The way Shulchan Aruch does it is, okay, Sif Gimel tells you what's the halacha. Okay, now we're ready to decide what's the halacha when you put your milk spoon into your flesh of soup. What's the halacha? Right? You need shishim, etc. Sif Alvi says, well, how much of the spoon did you put in? Sif Basi says, well, what would you mean if you put the spoon in multiple times? Sif Gimel says, okay, now, what's the halacha? You keep holding your breath till you get to Sif Gimel to find out, like, what's, you know, and if you did this, and you did this, you did it, the halacha is X. Yeah, I don't know the halacha until Sif Gimel, so, like, you know, I would have written the halacha first, and then go through the pratim, but the Makaber didn't ask me my opinion. The Torah didn't ask my opinion, so that's the way it comes out. So the first Sif is, okay, we're going to be sticking this milchaga spoon into fleshiks and vice versa. So what's the halacha? So again, the Sif Gimel tells you the halacha is that you need shishim connected the bli, etc. Okay, so that's the upcoming attractions of the siman. And basically, the siman through Sif Hey, through Sif Dal, it deals with your spoon. Sif Hey deals with a spoon creating a situation of belias in two directions. That's Sif Hey and Sif Vav. And then it talks about doing the same thing with a knife. You have a milk and a knife, you're fleshing a knife, and you're cutting hot cheese or you're cutting hot meat. So the same conversation which you're having with the spoon in the pot with a knife into the meat. So the case of the pot, there's liquid there. Case of the meat, there's just the hot meat itself, and that's the end of the siman. That's the siman. So the siman is a pretty cohesive siman in that sense, you know, and then that how it flows. Okay, Sif Aleph deals with Teichav Kaf Kolevis B'Kner Shabbos or Ipko. So he takes this milk and spoon and he puts it into this Kner Shabbos. It means the Kner, which is not a flesh in the pot. There's flesh in the pot. So a person makes a cream of potato soup at 9 o'clock in the morning, and he uses his milk and spoon to stir it. So it absorbs actual milchiks, hot milchiks, in a klirishin. And now later on in the day, he makes a fleshik of soup, a beef broth. Right? We'll make it the rices. You know, we're dealing with the rices over here, beef broth. So it's basar and cholov, and he stirs it with the spoon. So there's a little bit of b'shishim. That's the Sif Gimel all the time. It is in a bit of b'shishim. The time is both of b'shishim. Okay. So now the question is, how much do you have to be mevatel? So the Mechaber is going to tell me two dinim right now in this sif. The obvious point of the sif is we're arguing: do we look at the amount of the spoon which was submerged into the liquid? Do we amount the spoon which is in the pot? Amount the spoon which is the total amount of the spoon. I gave you three possibilities: the amount of the spoon which is submerged into the liquid. All right. Well, the liquid doesn't necessarily reach the top of the pot. Right, so the pot is you have your pot is four inches tall. The liquid is halfway up, and you stick the spoon into the in. So there's the bottom 2 inches of your spoon are in the liquid. There's 2 inches of spoon which are in the pot but not in the liquid, and then there are 2 inches of spoon above the pot. So are we looking at 2 inches, 4 inches, or 6 inches? All right, so that's the obvious point that the Mechaber is talking about. That we look at the full spoon or only part of the spoon. There's a second point, which is assumed by the Mechaber, and like the Shach's going to point out, and it's really the Beis Yosef points out that you're measuring against the volume of the spoon. whatever amount you're talking about, the 2 inches, the 4 inches, the 6 inches, you're measuring against the volume of the spoon. Right? Well, how much blia of milk is in that spoon? Right? So how do I know? So how much blia is in the milk of that spoon? So what do I measure against that? So we'll touch on that when we get to the shav. So the stam sheet of the mechaber is you measure against the amount of the spoon which was plunged into the kedera. So the prima gadim points out the lashon as bekedera doesn't say betavshu, doesn't say into the liquid, it says into the pot. So that's interesting lashon. We should have said the amount of which goes into the water, into the liquid, because that's the simple understanding. So he gets involved in. Do we say, what about Zeya? Right? So the pot's on the fire and it's cooking, you're cooking your beef broth. So there's the amount of liquid there. There's also the steam which is inside the pot, which is relevant as well. Zeya has a connect to cause bleas, etc. But it's an open pot. Obviously, it's an open pot because you're stirring with the spoon. Now you're putting a spoon in. So we didn't do Sadi Beis yet, because Sadi Beis discusses that we only are concerned about the Hevel of Kedera when there's a cover on top of the pot. Now here we seem to be worried about the Hevel of Kedera even without the cover on top of the pot. So that's a problem which the there's a long Prima Gadim over here in the Mishpatzos, the first Mishpatzos. It's one of the Prima Gadims that you take a very deep breath before you try and learn it. And you get submerged, excuse the pun, for quite a while. What's going on over here? So he brings multiple approaches to this question. So if you have your mishmashes in front of you,
it's
about the little way there. Everybody have it? Some of you have your on the page, some of it have it, whatever version you have. Okay. What? It's about, I would give it about a quarter of the way into the piece. Yeah, everybody has it? The Mishmatzos in that one is right after Basav B'Cholav. There's Prima Gadim.
So
the fact that the language of the Shulchan Aruch is that which is plunged in, submerged into the Kedera, it doesn't say what which is put into the food, into the liquid, indicates Kemosha Agid, will indicate like I'm going to say. And the Beis Lechem Yehuda Oishad Aleph Shim Tochav Kaf the Kedera B'Mixis. So if you put the pot into the kedera, this is kufubal, which is the hexer kalim. Okay, so you have, let's say, there's a tray for pot. It was a tray for pot, and you put your spoon into it. So how much of the spoon do you have to kash? So with the laws by tefillas kalim, there's no such thing as doing tefillah b'mixus. You can't do tefillah. Tefillah means the whole thing is immersed in the water for tefillas kalim. For hagolas kalim, you have to kasher, whatever you have to. You can actually do hagolah step by step. You can do a hagolah on half a kli and a hagolah on the other half of the kli. Or theoretically, you only can do a hagolah on half a kli if only half the kli needs hagolah. Right? So how much of the kli needs hagolah? So he says, in a case where you put the calf into the kedera b'mixus, you only put part of the thing in, sirach l'hachshir kula, mipnei hazeah. Because even though besides the liquid is only 2 inches went into the liquid, but there's another 2 inches there's a zeya which is affecting it. Zeya allows things to absorb through the steam. Okay. But he says if you kasher it in the same way that you absorbed it, it'll also work. So you can kasher with zeya things which go in through zeya. You can kasher with liquid things that's going through liquid. So if I kasher my ladle by filling a pot for to kasher it with 2 inches of water, and it's 4 inches tall, and it's full of zeya, it'll accomplish the same thing by sticking it in, because the 2 inches which went in the liquid will be nigal ayere liquid. The 2 inches which went into zeya will be nigal ayere zeya. That's the pichodesh. So you're telling me that the zeya is significant, even though it's submerged in the liquid, but there's this steam over there which is affecting it. It's pulling Tom out of the spoon as well. So maybe you tell me, yes,
I have a milk in this room.
So I want to know, we'll see later on in Sif Gimel, that even if there's shishim in the pot, that doesn't save the spoon. It saves the pot, it saves the food. But the spoon was a milk of a spoon, which needs to be kosher. Right? So I want to know, how much of the spoon do you have to kosher? So you know what, the spoon, the zeya is going to allow flavor to go, the fleshing of flavor, to go into the upper part of the spoon as well, because the zeya is going to cause flavor to go in. But where do you see the zeya is going to take the flavor out of the spoon and put it back into the pot? Maybe Zeya is only able to be parlay, to be mavliya and not be parlet. Haburka, that's a mistake. Shabichadish caused the kibola kapolta alma Zeya maflit gamke. Well, the same Shabichadish who says that it's absorbing, you have to kasher it, also says you can kasher it with Zeya, which means you can take out Tom. The same way you can put in Tom with Zeya, you can take out Tom with Zeya. That's how you're kashering it. Right? So you see that it can put in and it can take out as well. So over here,
that'll mean, regards to the purpose of here, so
there's 2 inches submerged in the liquid, and there's 2 inches above that, which are within the confines of the pot. There's
Zeya taking milk, the flavor out of that spoon and putting it into the pot.
That's what the Prima Gadim says. You have to figure out how much of the spoon is within the confines of the pot, not how much is which is in the liquid. That's what he starts off with. So that sounds very nice, but the problem is that's not so simple. In general, we're not questioning for this. That Zeya
will absorb a flavor through Zeya. That's a favorite shadin.
That's true with the Rosh, that you get that you can absorb through Zeya, etc. That Zeya should take a flavor out and drop it in. You need a closed system to do that, because normally, the Zeya puts the flavor into there, and the Zeya continues upwards, right? So that Zeya should bring things downwards. Zeya rises; it doesn't go down. So I understand that I have my spoon up here, the things on over here. Zeya is coming up and putting things into the spoon. But now you're saying that Zeya is also taking things out of the spoon and putting it back into the pot. Right? So. The Chavis Das says he doesn't see that this would be correct. That you would have to kasher the spoon, the whole part of the spoon, because definitely this part of the spoon has absorbed tam basar into the spoon, even the part which is above the liquid, because Zeya could put into the spoon. But the Zeya to take out of the spoon and put it into the pot, that you don't need. So the shear that you're being mashayer in regards to the amount you have to be mavatal to save the food in the pot is only the amount of the spoon which was actually submerged in the liquid. Making sense? Okay? So that's a very... this he brings a marmok. So the Prima Gadim, discusses this. He brings a marmok to a Magen Avraham in Hilchos Pesach, which discusses that this idea. So just quickly, in Siman Taflon Aleph in Orachayim, Kol Kelim Tzarich LaHagel Yudoseim Kemoisim. When you kasher a keli, the main places where Hekshar Kelim are discussed is in Siman Kufchav Aleph and Kufchav Beis, and in Siman Taflon Aleph and Taflon Beis. And in Arachayim and Hilchos Pesach, Taflon Aleph and Taflon Beis. And one of the main in many ways, the main places over here, because it goes through all the different Kelim, how you have to kasher them. Much more barichis than it does in Yeridaya. So the Mechaber in Tefillin Aleph, in Sif Yudbeis, says, Kolakelim Sarach Lahago Yudhisayim Kamoysun. So you have to kasha the handles as well. So simply talking about a case where the handle was the same material as the pot, the simple case. So we're saying that whatever's bleas are going into the pot are also going into the handles. You have to kasha the handles. Ramah says, but if you didn't kasher the handles, you only kasher the whole pot, the pot without the handles. And then later on, there was some interface with the handle with the pace of the kafun. You know, you don't have to ask. But and filo lachachila, yochel agilin ayin a iri shemaralin. You don't need to do the magalim inside the kli itself. You can do iri. So you can do iri on the handles and submerge the rest of the kli for hagolah. So on this din over here, that's when the Magadarum comes along and discusses why. What's the problem with the handles? So he says one of the problems with the handles is because these type of scenarios where potentially it's going to be mavliya. What about being maflet? So he discusses that. Well, we'll talk about that a little more. Okay, fine. So we read the first piece of the Shulchan Aruch. We understand the lashon of Shetachumena Bekadeira is going to be relevant to regards to the spoon. The spoon's going to have to be, you have to get a kasher all the part of the spoon, but not more. So again, in our scenario where the spoon is 6 inches long, 2 inches are in the liquid, 2 inches are above the liquid in the within the confines of the pot, and 2 inches are above that, you're not going to have to worry about shishim connected the whole spoon. Either shishim connected 2 inches or 4 inches, not 6 inches.
The reason that the Rav said for Kedera is in regards to being the spoon.
So the Prima Golem is actually no. The Prima Golem is saying that according to the that it goes back in. He actually comes out Lamaisa like that, pre-Kodesh. That's his Shita. Chavis Das and others argue and say, no, that's not true. We don't take it that right that it goes back in. But it would in the Negeya to Aser, the spoon itself would be Aser even that amount as well. Wouldn't need Heksher also. Okay. Now, the Mechaber continues. I'm skipping the Ramah for a second. Mechaber continues. When Yesh Misha Omer Shim Hakaf Shal Matechus Misharim Bekuloi. And some are saying no. That if this ladle is all metal, so then you have to mishar all 6 inches. You need shishim not against 2 inches, not against 4 inches, but against 6 inches. So if you say for argument's sake that the volume of the metal, the volume of the material of the ladle was a total of eight ounces worth of volume. So you're going to need shishim times 8, even though not all of it was in the pot, not all of it was in the food. You need 60 times 8 ounces as opposed to 60 times, you know, make my case easy. There were 6 ounces of metal, so you need 60 times all 6 ounces, not 60 times 2 ounces, or 60 times 4 ounces. Okay. That's why is that? Because there's a concept in halacha called chamik sosokam kula, that metal is a very good conductor of heat, and therefore there's a concept of chamik sosokam kula. Even when part of it becomes hot, the whole thing becomes hot. So that's a gemara. That's a lashon of gemara psachim. The gemara psachim says that the reason why, when they would roast the carbon pesach, they would not use a metal spit, which is the most common thing to use when you want to put something over an open fire to roast it. Using wood is not the smartest thing in the world because the wood might catch on fire. So the Mishnah says that you would use a shroid made out of rima. So the Morse says, why shroid out of rima? Why don't you use a shroid out of matzah? It's the most logical thing to use, right? So the Morse says you can't do that because the law is that the carbon pesach has to be tzli'esh. It has to be roasted by the fire. It cannot be roasted by the heat of the metal which is heated by the fire. It has to be directly roasted by the fire. So if you use a metal shvoid, we're worried about the fact that the shvoid will compete in itself and then it will roast part of the carbon pesach, not from the fire but from the heat of the metal. So the Mora says that, you know, so and the Mora says and the whole shvoid becomes hot because chametz is a chametz kula. Masha enkei, when you made out of rimon, it's not getting hot, so that we're not worried about that problem. So that's the din of chametz hazacham kuloi. So comes along this Rabbeinu Peretz, and he says that the same way the din of chametz hazacham kuloi, that the whole thing becomes heated. Well, the whole thing becomes heated. That means that any belias which are anywhere in this kli, are going to then be moved down into the food. So even though only part of it is in the food or part of it is in the pot, but the bleas which are above the area of the food or of the pot, since it's heated, heat, once something is calm, it's able to take the bleas which are out of there and move them into the food, and now you're going to need shishim keneged the whole spoon. Now, in the Shulchan Aruch itself, you already see that the Shulchan Aruch presents the two opinions. The first sheet is a stam, and the second sheet is a yeshar. Remember, that's the rule that B'chamer said at the beginning of the Shulchan Aruch, when he writes, presents two opinions. He writes one as a stam, and one as a yeshar. Remember, the ikar is like the stam. When he writes two opinions, both stam, or both yeshar, then the ikar is like the second lashon, lishna basra. When he writes one as a stam, and one as a yeshar, the ikar is like the stam. So the B'chamer holds the ikar is like the first sheet, if you don't say cham, and so cham kula. So the Ramah, Sor Rishona Iker, the Ramah also points that out. The Iker is like the first shita. The Chaynoigim, and that's the Minig Lamaisa, that you're not Mashar Keneged the whole thing, you're only Mashar Keneged the amount which is Nitzchav Bekadeir. Good? Okay. Now, so the Shach's going to deal with, and then the Pisach Shubah, we'll see the Pisach Shubah, and the Sisei Das is going to deal with. When.
What does that mean? We have a Gemara, how much is Kubas? So what do you mean we're saying, I don't hold with it? That's, very good.
What are we supposed to do with the din of the sugya, Muhammad says, when you're telling me over here that I don't have to worry about that sheet. So what does that mean? So that we'll see in the Shach. Okay, now we skip the Ramah. She says, okay, so now we're talking about this milchukah spoon, right? So please define what it means, a milchukah spoon. Okay? So the Ramah adds, imakaf ben yomo. So, Batsim, see, if the Mechab would have been nice enough to listen to me, right? But so then he in Siftal he discusses what's the luck of the kaf is not a ben yomo. So we would have known that we're discussing a kaf ben yomo versus a kaf and a ben yomo, because the Mechaber tells us that in Sif Gimel and Siftal. But since the Mechaber didn't listen to me and he wrote this first, so it was nice of him to tell me it has to be a kaf ben yomo. Okay. Now, imakaf ben yomo. So it has to be ben yomo that this should be an issue. Ben yomo. So again, we don't know what the Ramah is trying to explain, because the Mechaber is telling me what he's trying to explain. The loch is that you need shishim to match with the food and the pot. Well, you don't need that if the kav is a ben yomo. The kav is not a ben yomo. You don't need the shishim to be match with the food and the pot. That's a full sentence. Remember, the Mechaber stops half sentence. So we're still in the middle of the sentence. So the Ramah says, by the way, that half sentence that is only referring to this case. So it's like it's a half of a sentence of a half of a sentence. Right? So the point of the Mechaber again is, if you stick this spoon in, you're going to need shishim connected to the spoon, and if not, the food is osir and the pot needs to be kasher. And if there is shishim, then the food is mutter and the pot does not need to be kasher. That's Sif Gimel. Zot Ramah, that's only a problem if the spoon is a ben yomo. If the spoon is not a ben yomo, Sif Talad, so the Ramah, the Mechaber says, then the food is mutter and the pot is mutter. The spoon still needs to be kasher. Okay, so what does ben yomo mean? So he says, right, so now we're familiar with this, that it was used with in a kli rishon, b'toich me'esleis. Okay, sounds pretty straightforward. So our scenario, 9 o'clock in the morning, he made cream of the potato soup, used the spoon, and it absorbed in a kli rishon milk gatam. Then at 9 o'clock at night, he made a plate of beef broth, and he stuck this spoon in. So it's a ben yomo. Nothing to talk about. Okay, now, even though usually we do the taz before the shach, I like to do the shach first, because the shach is really dealing with the first step of the Mechaber. The taz is dealing with the Ramah. Okay, so shach of cotton olive. Mashayim b'chol mashe nitzchav. We're Mashayim b'chol mashe nitzchav. So again, so remember, the point of the mechaber is to tell me not the whole spoon, but only part of the spoon. How much the spoon? Either 2 inches or 4 inches. Right? That's what we were discussing before. But not 6 inches. But now you're Mashayim connected the whole 2 inches or 4 inches. So that's 2 ounces versus or 4 ounces. So you're Mashayim, for argument's sake, we'll go with the shita that you only not like to pre-megalim. You don't have to worry about the 2 ounces which are actually in the liquid. So you're worried about 2 ounces in the liquid. So I want to be matzah my beef broth. They say, listen, if there's 120 ounces of volume in the pot, in the food in the pot, so there's shishim connected to the 2 ounces, and everything is mut. So why 2 ounces? Why is 2 ounces the number that we're looking at? So, because there's 2 ounces of milk in this ladle. So, the first step, he says, well, there's multiple questions we have to ask. He says, I want to ask, the first question is, how much milk is in that spoon? Second question I want to ask is, how much milk came out of that spoon into the pot? So the shach is nice enough to answer the second question. The shach seems to ignore the first question. So lo yudina kamen nafik mina. So I don't know how much milk came out. So because I don't know how much, I have to assume that all of the milk that's in there came out. And we spoke about this once before, that we're going to put in a second time, or we're going to like flip it around and say, well, it didn't all come out the first time, it came out the second time. And that's the next sif. It deals with, you know, the possibility of it all coming out, not coming out. Right? But we're going to be chayshir that maybe all of the time of the milk of katam came out, and therefore there's 2 ounces of milk of katam, and I need shishim keneged that amount, that full amount. Okay. Now, remember that skips a step, right? The first step is how much milk of katam is in the spoon. Then I can deal with the second question is how much milk of katam came out of the spoon. So he says, you know what? Assuming that it's full of milk of katam, maybe it all came out. So I need shishim keneged the 2 ounces, the full amount. It's a fascinating idea that it should be full of 2 ounces worth of tam. If there's 2 ounces of metal there, right? So, again, we're not talking about actual milk. We're talking about tam. Right? So, it seems that we're comfortable with the musi that tam can exist in the same 2 ounces of metal. There's room for 2 ounces of tam. Right? That's the shear that we use. Chazal gave it to us. If I can tell you exactly, understand the science. I don't exactly understand the science. Right? Are you telling me that it lives in the space within the molecules? You know, that's very possible. That would make a lot of sense. Except we don't put anywhere in halacha that we work on the molecular level in regards to space. If you want to work on the molecular level, if the scientists tell you that this table, which looks very solid to me, is 99% air. So the spoon is 99% air, so then there's room for basically 2 ounces worth of time in that. We don't do that, right? Am I math right? If I recall correctly from my side. What?
What's an example of how we deal with space?
No, it's not so much to deal with space. It's saying in general, we deal with this as a solid, not a halacha, that it's not air space. Right. I don't say I'm making an oil with when I put something over the thing because there's an airspace there. You know, it's
there still wouldn't be room for that volume of time. Also has mostly airspace.
And doesn't Tom need a medium to be on top of anybody?
Right, so Chazal are very comfortable saying that there's room for 2 ounces of tam milk in 2 ounces of metal. I told you before that tam is magic. It does many magical things. Chazal seemed to be very comfortable understanding it like that. Again, I do not know what the other option, how you would measure it. Right? What would the other option you say? Now, what we will see is the next step, which is fascinating. The line that come on Simon Sadiq has if hey,
you didn't. So it's based on Gemara. That
would catch him. Yeah. It's assumed in the Gemara. You go through a lot of Gemara, you realize that's what we're assuming. Now, so this is all talking about, I don't know how much it was Balea, but let's say I know how much it was Balea, because I know that when I made my soup, cream potato soup, I put 1 ounce of 1 ounce of milk in it. So there were 20 ounces of liquid there, 1 ounce was milk, and the rest is 19 ounces were not milk. So the most amount of milk time cola which went into the spoon was 1 ounce. So then I don't need shishim keneged 2 ounces, only shishim keneged 1 ounce. Right? So that sounds like pretty straightforward, right? So take a look at Zadik Hess for a second. Right? And that's like seems to be pretty straightforward. So now we're discussing from Pei Zayin till Tzadi Zayin is Basa B'cholov, and Tzadi Ches through Kufir Aleph is Isser V'Heter. It's the same idea. So I'm dealing with the Kaf was Balea Isser, and now I put into my kosher food, and I have it's a person Shechted a Behema, and the Shechita wasn't valid. So really, it's an Avela, it's an Isser D'Raisa, and they didn't realize, and they used their Kalim with it, and then afterwards they realized. This is the Vela. So there's the Vela in the calf right now. And then he sticks the calf into the pot, my kosher pot. Right? So same scenario. We do a kama hua iser, could go in calf kadasha. So I can give you a few scenarios. I know how much it is. I know how much you use it the first time because the spoon had no blias in it. So the spoon, the only blia it had is that it's a brand new spoon. Whatever I used it this morning was the first time it was ever used. I know what was there this morning, how much was there. Or it was not used 24 hours before it was used this morning. So this morning he stirred the vela with it and hadn't been used 24 hours beforehand. So there's no belias in there which can become iser. There's no chanan over there, klikanas in the vela, because the belias already are pogum. So he stirs the vela in the morning. He says, well, the vela goes in. The vela makes not only the vela is the problem, but even the blias which are there became the vela because klikanas in the vela. When the heter absorbs iser, it becomes iser. Nah, it's all in a binyamis. Ubala kazai is caliph, and then this morning it absorbed the kazai of caliph. So you need some connected to kazayis. You don't have to worry about, right? So kazayis, well, the argument sake is kazayis is 1.1 ounces. I would call 1 ounce. So I need 60 times 1 ounce. Well, Amina Gabi Klish Katira Nas in the Vela, I feel in nearby Isser. So, well, then we don't say Katira Nas in the Vela, which is the discussion, these Katira Nas in the Vela on the actual material of the Kli. Forget about the Blias, what about the Kli? The Kli becomes Isser. We don't say Isser, not Katira Nas in the Vela on the Kli. Kaf Yashana Bas Yehba, that the Kaf has already been used, and the Blias in that Kaf are Bas Yehmo. So those are fresh flavors, and now you put Chalev or Nevela in it, that's going to become Isser, the Blias are going to become Isser. So now, Mashayim Bekula, now you need the Mashayim connected Kula because of a different problem. And that's it's about the Shaila. You say Katina Nasavela by Shari Surim, only about the Machal. Comes along the Ramah. I'm skipping one line in the Ramah. V'yesh em echalkan ben kaf yoshin l'chadosh. Rak ben klicheris l'shar kelim. Okay, so I want to tell you an interesting thing that we look at Kli Cheres as different than other types of Kelim. All Kelim, there's a concept of you can kasher them, Hagola works. You can kasher wood, you can kasher meat, metal. You can't kasher Kli Cheres. So they say like this. Now that I just told you that the keli itself does not absorb the tam and become iser be'etzem, that's only by other materials. Because keres the yafshal lahafer to iser yedei agola, I mean a clean nas in the veil. Olam b'shar kelim v'tayv lachush tochumer. So we say interesting din that Kicheris, we say that the since Chazal touched up based on the Psukim in Parshas Sav, that Kicheris, whenever it goes in, it stays. So the tam of the Isser binds with the material of the Kli, and the Kli itself becomes Isser. So now you're going to need Shishim Keneged, the Kli. So if you were using a Kli Cheris spoon, using a porcelain spoon, right? So now you have to, you need shishim connected the whole thing, according to the sheet. If it's a metal one or it's an eighth one, no. The fact that you can be magalit indicates that it's not binding; it's just sitting inside of there. It's the kli is holding the flavor inside of it. So there's a kli with flavor inside of it. So you don't need shishim connected the kli. You need shishim connected the flavor. Why not much of flavor? There's only kazayis with the flavor. That's what the Rambam says. Type lachos lachom. Okay. So the shach over here tells you later on, if I don't have a kamabola, so I work with that. Well, that depends, because according to the Rambam, at the end, it really depends what this third material of my kaf is. So I know how much is bola. I only need to involve the amount of his bola, assuming it was kli maftis or kli eis. Kli cheres, I have to. Now, is that true? So the shach over there points out no, because the argument is nasas nevela. Nasas nevela is only a problem by Yisr. But when you're dealing with milk or fleishiks, there's no din of nas in the baila. You don't say nas in the baila on milk, which is mutter. You don't say nas in the baila on fleishiks, which is mutter. So I only need shishim keneg in the mount, which is bali my klicher. One point. Cousin Mashabius has a Jaloysis, some Akalam, the American in Russia, some Mbez, I feel, what do you have? Mbez, I remember Aleph, what do you guys have? What? Okay, yeah, Mashabi Mbez. The men of Boroloi, I come and talk of Mashabi Mistam, Derek Lita, the Haino Ad Reshikov. We don't know how much has been submerged. You didn't really notice how much, and then you realize, oh, man, it was a milk and a spoon. You don't know how much did he put in. You mishar keneged Rosh HaKaf. So that the there's Bali Shulchan brings some argue that it really depends what was the scenario. There's two types of usage you use for a spoon. You use a spoon to ladle things out, you use a spoon to stir. When you ladle, usually you just use the top, use take a ladle. No reason to submerge the whole thing. A bacher in Shulchan goes all the way down to the bottom because he wants to get the meat in the bottom. Okay? But the average normal human being, you take the spoon on the top. It's a wasted effort to take go down to the bottom. Right? But stirring, you usually stir all the way down to the bottom. So that was a Marshal is someone case that the derech was only to be put the Rosh HaKaf, which means the round part of it, the ogle part of it. It's someone case where you ladle it. Okay, so you're stirring that even Marshal would agree the derech's time is to submerge it totally. Okay. Okay. That is Shah Sukkot now. Yeah, we'll do the shot guys already.
how much would you do down
to the bottom, right? What?
However deep the pot is?
I'm not talking about the guys who has these industrial sized pots, you know. Just put a little home iron in a regular pot, you stir it, you put it down the bottom, you stir it. What? Because some of it's above whatever you're holding, right? Same, but the point is, he's just saying you just put the pop. There's a lot of the arm of it. You would be submerging that. You used it for actual milk that morning. So we discussed this once before. So our scenario, we gave 9 o'clock in the morning. He used it for cream of potato soup, which has actual milk in it. Let's say 9 o'clock in the morning, he took out his milk pot and he used it for water. He boiled water in it, and he used this spoon in there. That was 9 o'clock in the morning on Monday. The 12 o'clock noon on Sunday, the day before, he made cream potato soup. So he had actual milk in the pot. 12 o'clock on Sunday. He now uses the fellatio 9 o'clock Monday night. So that's more than 24 hours. But in between, he used it for water. So do you say that the water is going to be mekadesh the tam and make the tam? The whole problem is after 24 hours, the tam becomes stale, and it becomes stale. So mela, now it's irrelevant later on at night. Well, it's not released 24 hours. It's not really stale because it went out and went back in, so it refreshed the flavor. So do we argue that or not? So the Shach says that water doesn't do that for you. Using it for something parve in the middle doesn't refresh the flavor. Abu Kaf shall iser Philip Shimshav Klibishan Shalmayim Makashame Slaves Kishlahoyamayim Samakanegara Kaf Kabon Sivab Timikuf Gimel Vayim Shah. So the Shach, if my scenario was different, on Sunday at noon was my example, right? Sunday at noon, right? He used it for Isser Mamash. Then Monday morning at 9 o'clock, he used water. So if there wasn't Samach connected the Isser from beforehand, so the time of the Isser, which is still fresh, it's only 21 hours, comes out into the water. Now, we hold a Shari Surim, you say Chetikonas and the Vela for Ashkenazi. So all the water becomes Isser. And now the water goes back in, and now 12 hours later, I use it for Heter. Yeah, but there's Isser there, fresh Isser, because it's 12 hours old, the Isser. Because it absorbed flavor fresh, and it itself is fresh, and went back in. So I don't think Mekadosh, the flavor from yesterday, that's irrelevant. But the flavor from today is fresh, and it's Isser, because it absorbed Isser. There wasn't some. Masha Enkeng, you don't see Nas in the Vela on Milchus. So whenever Milchus flavor went out, wasn't refreshed. So in that situation, I don't have to worry about it. 9 o'clock at night, which is already at that point in time, 33 hours after it was used for milk, it's not a fresh flavor anymore, it doesn't ask.
We would say not.
Correct. Yeah. Yes. Okay. Let's do Shach Gimel, and then we'll leave the Taz for tomorrow. Okay. Sorry, Shani Iker. Dalva gabla chalamik says of chalam kuloi. Come on, come in a milk bliyasa bekuloi. Can't cause a poiskin. Now, so zot the shach. We have a klal in shas chalam says of chalam kuloi. We're not denying that shita. That's the din in Gemara. Chalam says of chalam kuloi. So zot the shach. No, but even though chalam says of chalam kuloi, that doesn't mean that it takes the bliya throughout the rest of the kli. Can't cause a poiskin. So now, in Kuvav Aleph, it was Heksher Kalim, so he deals with this same din, like Klimateches. So the Mechaber in Kuvav Aleph, Sivav, Klimateches. So, how much of the kli do you have to cash? Af al pishu yesh armim shemishtamish ba'isu b'miksasu neser kuloi shem lecham esu lecham kuloi. Avol inyan hakshero loy olo loy hekshar achi yakshar kuloi bein linyan hagola bein yin libim. To kasher it, you got to kasher it. Even though we move, according to this shita, you can move bliyas from point A to point B through the heat. Even though you only heated part of it, only part of it submerged. When you're kashering, you got to kasher the whole thing. Comes the Ramah, and the Ramah says, "V'dafkin nishtamish b'kuloi." Am yiduush lo nishtamish rak b'miksasoi. Kibor lo kach boltoi. If you only use part of the spoon. So part of the kli, so I can do kibbutz kach poltoi on the kli. So the part of the kli which I use directly over the heat, I cash it directly over the heat. The part which only absorbs through chametz hazacham kuloi, I cash it through chametz hazacham kuloi. Right? That's what the Ramah says. So comes along the shock over here in Sukkot Yudzayin. He says this argument of Chametz Hazacham Kuloi is talking about a case that was heated through the medium of bishul liquid. So our case over here, there's a boiling pot. You stick the spoon into the pot, and some of the heat is direct through the liquid directly, and some of it's because it's going to heat it up. Well, let's say it's ayyadei esh, case of tzli, where you put the shmoyed over that every degree to the chametz hazacham kuloi. And then, so this din of the Ramah would make sense. You think kibbutz kach poltoi because it works. It works. Then he wants to know that maybe libum, you have to kasher the whole thing, even though it only went in ayyadei kibbutz kach poltoi. It only went in ayyadei chametz hazacham kuloi, but to kasher it, even libum, you have to do the whole thing. So that's the discussion over there. Fine. So he says the Mechaber gives to the Ramah that the Iker sheet is the first sheet. Stay with the Pesukei Teshuva over here. It's a cotton gimel. So Ayin Berheta Shal Rav Marit. So the Berheta which we have is not the Marit. There is another Berheta written by the Marit, which is not printed in most Shulchan Aruchs. But Ayin the Berheta of the Marit. Shekos of that b'shem the Beis Hillel. Beis Hillel was a Talmud of the Magen Avraham. Avo gav the chamik sosu cham kuloi. Hanu livloya. Avo loy leaflets. Then a parlet elamash and itchem imena b'kedeir. Chamik sosu cham kuloi allows the bliya to move from point A into point B. So therefore, if I in case I want either kasher or a kli, I only use mixes of kli, I have to kasher the whole kli. What do you mean? I only use part of the kli? And by kashering, you can kasher a mixes kli. not be meteches. Cham exosoy, cham kula. If it went into this half, it went to the other half also. That's to go in. That's not our discussion over here. The discussion over here is coming out. The discussion over here is, I want to know, when you put your milk of a spoon into the pot, and the part of the spoon is not in the pot, that the Kabbalah, the Chametz Kam Kula will tell me that it goes, the power of drawing out from the Kli goes all the way up to the top. That it can't do. Okay, so now this scenario, right? So I use the milk of the spoon in the morning. I also didn't put the whole thing in. Now I turn it upside down and I stir it in the afternoon with the other half. Is there any bleas in that other half? Well, according to Mechaber, we're not question comments on the Cham Kula, right? So I don't have to worry about the bleas in the other half. Yes, I do. Because there are bleas in the other half. So in the Dira days, they have the example where there is, right? So a guy stirred his coffee in the morning with his metal temple of his glasses. Right? That was in the morning. In the afternoon, he stirred it with the, he stirred his place because he thought with the other temple of his glasses. Right? So that's his case. I mean, you know, right? That's the hecatim that he's saying, right? It's a true case, right? I mean, every case he has in there is true. It's all the list of the crazy jobs he got from Bachram and Dearest over the years, right? Right?
And later on Isaiah, glasses.
He's saying, you know, even the Chametz Chacham Kula doesn't need Zayin. Chametz Chacham Kula is even without Zayin.
Okay? So, Zog the piece of Tshuva. Believe God. You don't say Chametz Chacham Kula. That's the guy being pilot.
So, if the scenario would be that he, I want to know how much does he have to Nishishim Keneged Temple number one. I don't know what Temple number two regards to that. But now that the Temple number got a Baliyah. So now when I use Temple number two in my Fleishik, I got a problem. Yeah, so you know,
as Pasha's,
it shouldn't make a difference as long as it's incorporated together. What? Same child. Okay. And I'm going to talk about Kathar Shalkaf Matechas Ben Yarmu Kedera. We put the handle in, which had not been submerged the first time. It was a metal handle, and the first time it wasn't submerged. It only got, it wasn't ever in the, it was never in the milchiks. So is there milchiks in there? So that's not true. Of course you do. So Samba Kedera, Negada Kathar, Shinikta Boy. Then Basila Kosif, Shoshama came, Ibala Mogan Abram. And Vesila says that the Magen Avraham told them the same thing. They heard this in the Magen Avraham. Zok the Pesach Tshuva, Bamas Kainu b'Magen Avraham, Arachaim Simtaf and Alips is cut and cut down. It's a fair from Magen Avraham. Abu Dasa Shach can't cut and gimel loy near a king. Al Gam Linyan Liv Loya Lord Minacham Makuloy. Then a Melech B'Yosef B'Kuloy. That's the lashon of the Shach. And a Melech B'Yosef B'Kuloy. So the Shach is telling me, no. So Chamik says Chamik Kuloy. What's in the game? So the email Chamik says Chamik Kuloy, but not Melech B'Kuloy. So it's not Pilot B'Kuloy. It's not Melech B'Kuloy. Right? So what's the Yen Negei according to the Shas? But the Magen Avraham says it. I got a klal in Shas that there's now Be'etzim. If you look at the okay. So the Bira Groa in his wonderful words in Sukkot and Vav. Same lashon as the Shach, right? It doesn't. Can't cause a price. Give him that's the lashon of the Shach. This is the cause of the Afim Armor, the Merlech Beliyasa Bekulo. Hainal Yedei Hor, do me the Besa. That's that din over there. The Sugin words from a case of Yedei Hor. Yeah, that's Chametz Chasam Kam Kulo. Rather, Chazal Moshe Kosov Zochem Sarevav Mabei Zom Rabbi Yelotzarach Elu Vechuloi. That and he's the grog to she. But Kedarkoi leaves you hanging. So the Moravid says there's a law that when you pass that even though the case of Rabbi didn't have Rikin Shifa by Caleb of Kachim, which is where the Psukim are talking about the Dinim of Agola, it says even though you only mix his clean, you have to cash it all clean. What's the light sark means? What's the pasuk come before? But tell me this din that even though you only mix his kli, you have to cash it all kli. So on that zok, there it's talking about a case of. So there is clearly a case where it's marluk kli also bekula. That's why you have to cash it all kli. Right? The macabre, interestingly enough, does not seem to differentiate like that. The macabre says you can't use chamas as a kamkul to cash in the kli. Comes from more. I mean, not the macabre. The Ramah, says, but you only have to cash the amount that you were used. He does not differentiate between Liban or Hagola. So the Ramah seems to be saying that we're not worried about a Bakhlal. So what's in the gate? It's the Sukkim Sukkim. So I went with the Warren's walking. That's a problem. If the Mazu come to the Ramah. Okay. So at the end of this Pesukei Teshuva, take a look at the Sukkim Gimel. At the end of Pesukei Teshuva, he comes up with the Hakra from the Panamiris. Panamiris was his Zaydin. So, Ma'ayim Mitshubas Adani Avi Zikni Panamiris Sheherach Binyan Zeb Ahela the Hechad Ain Kola Kli Cham Shayat Boy Lord Mina Kham Yisad Zakham Kula. The woman is saying I can't use it because it might mess up the Kli, it might end up heating something and cooking it. But if it didn't get hot. We talk about Kaldah Shokaf a sack and cut him a Hechshir Ain Tzarek Shish from the Batla. Yes, we're makhred the kasher, but it's like an answer. We call a kli hol cham. I mean, a shabbos nefafeh, but call a kli kogai bechaticha chamo. We talk of sara shen and the tavshul karam a hechshir tzarek shishim levatla. But you know, hechshir sagi the mixes kli shen shabbos by kibala kachbol. That's his akhra. And that's the mice of what the minigapoiskim is. If it didn't get hot, we don't have to worry about it.